Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance on the beef industry in a COVID-19 world in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
I'm Sean Voskel, ARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
Don Close with Rabo Agri Finance, one of the presenters at this year's BIF Symposium, the Beef Industry Federation, that's gone virtual this year. Don talking about the issue of sustainability within the beef industry and the challenges the beef industry facing because of COVID-19.
Had the plants closing because of health situations. We've had a whole lot of attention brought to the living conditions that a lot of the employees are going through. We've had attention brought to the marketplace for the whole topic of euthanizing hogs. We've got the topic going on for the delayed days and additional tonnage building up in the feed yard space. And with all of this attention, we're going to have a whole new cast of inspectors and inquiries and a level of attention that the industry certainly not used to or certainly hasn't been used to in a long time. I think the increased awareness or introduction of the CDC into the plants, increased operations or increased inspections from OSHA. We've had this whole situation with state and local health departments wanting to get inside those plants to do their own inspections. As I've already mentioned, the animal welfare, animal rights group. And with all that, if that's not enough, we've still got this this growing campaign and again, increased awareness from consumers demanding to know where their food comes from. So suddenly the requirements to explain, to document production agriculture and especially animal agriculture is going to be a whole new facet of our industry.
And Don Close believes that all the uproar coming from COVID-19 has resulted in trust issues for the beef industry.
What we've seen across the board is a destruction or certainly a really deep test of erosion and trust. That erosion, you know, starts with consumers. It works its way to both retailers and the HRI space. We've certainly had the level of trust disrupted with packers, processors, where we were who was open, where we were storing meat once the restaurants closed. And that works all the way back down to the cattle feeder, the stocker operators, and the cow-calf space. So all of this is going to require a reestablishment of those working relationships and a reestablishment of confidence and trust.
Don Close says a couple of aspects of the sustainability concept that has really risen to the top during the COVID-19 crisis has been the viability of the cattle producer to survive and also the social responsibility aspect of sustainability.
I think the real piece of this that has come out over time is the number one point for any sustainability program is economic viability. And if those operations are not economically sound and returning a profit, there is no reason to go forward. And that's become way better understood over time. And then, as I've already talked about, but this whole social responsibility component of this maybe has been under-evaluated or under-considered, but is now suddenly a really big issue. You know, fortunately, throughout this ordeal, we haven't had any issues with food safety complications, But that social responsibility, not just to the individual, but social responsibility to the local community and social responsibility to our broader community, that it's more than just somebody on the ranch, that we've got our local towns to give consideration to, and we've got a much broader space of employees that are dependent on animal agriculture for us all to work out.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites. Most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.